Joining us right now on the show is Jerry Chockey with the Lorain County Music Foundation. They've got an event coming up this Saturday, January 27th at Eddie's Club in Elyria. Jerry, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's get into the Goddess Get Down Jam. I love the name of that, and I think I probably should pump the brakes when it comes to saying it 10 times fast, but that is a catchy name.
Yeah.
What's this event all about?
Well, this event is all about, we have a lot of people in the music community that want to support us and help us out with our goals, and we were talking with our group, and we realized, there's a lot of females around us that are singing now, and that's kind of unprecedented before in Lorain County. I don't think we've ever had such a large number of female-fronted acts. So we discussed it and we talked about it. And I said, well, all these women get down. I mean, we all play hard. We all work hard. We all do everything we can to do what we do. And we talked about having a jam, just, have all the goddesses get together and have a great time and share our abilities and our voices for a good cause.
Are these all solo acts, or these bands, or is it a combination of the two? How does this work?
It's a combination of everything. It's a combination. A couple of the girls are solo performers that just do their own thing and go to jam nights and do what they do. A couple of them are acts, which are duos. Some of them are full-fronted, female-fronted bands. And it's a little combination of everything.
How many are performing at this event?
We have 7 female-fronted acts.
Okay.
And we're going to start from, the doors going to open 5:30 p.m., and we're going to go till 2:30 a.m., ending with an all-star jam around 1 a.m. until we decide to stop singing.
Okay. No, you got to keep playing while the crowd keeps calling for you, right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Very cool stuff. Well, now, do you guys cover different genres of music, or do you stick with one particular type?
Everything. It's ladies' choice. So whatever these girls want to do, I want them to show us their best face and do what they feel that, stuff they can't always do out when they want to, Because sometimes when you perform, you have to do what the crowd wants. And
okay.
I want these women to do what they're, whatever they want to do. It's their 45 minutes to an hour of their time for them.
So there's quite a deal of improv involved here too then, right?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We're going to have a good time because at the end, we're just going to jam. We're going to start with Pat Benatar's We Belong and then Cyndi Lauper's True Colors. And then it's going to be whatever anybody wants to do.
Very awesome stuff. Again, we're talking with Jerry Chockey with the Lorain County Music Foundation. And I know that one of the main reasons you guys are doing this is you want to raise some funds for the Kids Rock Day Camp. Now, you and I had the chance to talk about this briefly yesterday, but I want you to tell our listeners what this is. This sounds really cool.
Okay. What we're doing is we want to start Kids Rock Day Camp. We have teachers and performers and people that are into this. We have even people that work with schools and special needs children and things like that. And we were talking about, how did we get into music? How did we get to where we're at right now? And the common theme amongst everybody that's involved with our group was, I had an aunt or an uncle, or I had a friend, or I had a mentor, or this person came into my life and they said, hey, man, and they gave me a guitar, or they gave me a drum, or they gave me vocal lessons, or they encouraged me in some way to do it, go into further into music. So our discussion was, well, if you had somebody that helped you, would you have done it sooner? And everybody's, well, yeah. And then we were also studying and looking into how there's a direct correlation with autistic children and how they respond to music. So we started talking about that. And we said, there's so many kids that have special needs and so many underprivileged kids that wouldn't have an opportunity to play music or have that benefit of music. There's so many kids that can use help with that. What if we did something to help that happen? So since we've already had this event going on, we've been doing these events, it'll be 12 years this season. We figure since we have a formula that we know what to do with this, and now that we know how to actually break even and cover our expenses, we can actually take the money that we make profit with and put it towards something good. So we said, let's do a Kids Rock Day Camp where we teach the children for a couple of weeks, and then we can put them on at our event because the event's the same date every year, and it's our event, so we can put on whoever we want. So we have full control to do that. And we said, since we already have the event, we can just bring the kids in too, and we can just, make it something really special for everybody.
That's really fascinating. I want to go back to something that you just mentioned there too, talking about how music can especially affect kids that have been diagnosed with autism. How did that affect them? And the things that you guys saw, how did it affect that group especially?
The way we look at it is music is a universal language that everybody understands. You don't have to know what the music is doing to understand that it reaches you and touches you. And we have seen that some autistic children, they may not respond to anything, but you play music to them, and all of a sudden they're responding and they're talking, and they actually learn more words through song from some of the stuff that I've read than anything else.
Very
so for
cool.
some reason, this stimulates them. And it also, it stimulates everybody. We have direct, like, impulse and reactions from certain songs, and we have nostalgia that can be triggered so strongly just because we heard that line from that song. And you know that. I mean, we all do. Every single person, almost every single person in the world has a response to some song that's their favorite.
Sure. Could not agree more mm-hmm. with the fact that you know, music is most definitely a universal language. Now, when you guys mm-hmm. are putting this group together, this Kids Rock Day Camp, as you put mm-hmm. this together, what kind of timeline are we looking at?
Well, we were shooting for 2020, and because we were trying to give ourselves a realistic goal, because it was 2016. We said, hey, you know, if we do this, then we want to, you know, do this. And as soon as we said we're going to do this, we had several people, supporters, that just caught wind of it through somebody else from one of our events and brought us things like drum kits and guitars and already started giving us donations of musical instruments because everybody was so excited about it. But our plans have been kind of backed up a little bit. We're going to purchase our property to have our events on, because if we don't have to actually pay for the event, then that's the best way for us to actually make something off of the events that we can further our foundation. So we found out that the property that we're purchasing doesn't have zoning for this event, for these events. There's no special event zoning ordinance in Grafton Township. So now we're being held back about a season and a half now. We're almost a year and a half behind with our plans because we have to actually create an amendment in Grafton Township to have these events. So paid our $500 fee, and we've been going back and forth with the Grafton Township trustees and the zoning guys and trying to figure out a happy medium. And we are now at the point where the Lorain County Commissioners have given their suggestions, and we are now just waiting to see what's going to happen.
Very cool stuff. Well, it sounds like you guys mm-hmm. are definitely headed down the right path, and you mentioned you're targeting 2020 for the start date for this Kids Rock Day Camp. Is this something that's going to run all year long?
What we're going to do, we do events all year long. We actually have three outdoor music events that we try to keep, that we do, that's all ages, all children, all ages, all genres of music. And we are doing smaller events with the help of Eddie's Club, Eddie's just amazing. He's been just behind us 100% from the get-go, even before we became the nonprofit foundation. So we are trying to keep everything rolling so that when we get to the point, so that we have enough funds, so that when we get to the point where we can go forward with this, then we can go full steam ahead.
Awesome stuff. Well, mm-hmm. Jerry, before we let you go here, for our listeners out there that are wondering how they can get involved and what they could do to help streamline this process and really add to mm-hmm. something, which I think is really cool with this Kids Rock Day Camp, where can they go to find out more information about Lorain County Music Foundation and also to find out more information about the plans for the Kids Rock Day Camp?
They can go to, we have a website, it's LorainCountyMusicFoundation.weebly.com. You can go to my Facebook page or and that's Jerry Chockey, G-E-R-I-C-I-A-C-C-H-I. You put in Jerry, and Rose will come up, and you'll see it. You can also go to, there's some information in Lorain County, the Chronicle-Telegram did quite a few articles on our stuff, and there's some information there also. Or you can call me at my number, 440-654-7000, and I will be more than happy to answer any questions. We have a GoFundMe site. We have an Indiegogo site. We even help, you know, volunteers at events and things like that we can use too. So we look at everybody and love everybody, and we welcome anything that anybody has to offer.
That sounds wonderful, and obviously we look forward to continue to talk to you as this continues to grow. But before we let you go, though, one more question for you. You mentioned that, you know, this Saturday, January 27th at Eddie's Club in Elyria, mm-hmm. the Goddess Get Down Jam, you guys have a big lineup. Are you singing? Are you going to get down at this thing?
Oh, I'm getting down too. I do a Janis Joplin tribute. We're the only one in the Midwest. We're called Ball and Chain. We have a pretty happy, decent following. We've got, actually, out of all the girls, we've got Georgia Kostiak's going to start the show off, and she fronts a duo. And she also has a thing called the Wildflower Project, where she helps bring attention to anti-bullying. It's an anti-bullying program. And then we've got Jessica Pauly. She sings in Hooper and the Looper, so she's going to be starting the second act. And we've got Andrea Beth Fitchell, who plays saxophone and sings in the band Whiskey, Stills, and Hash. And that also, our third director, is also the drummer in that band. They've been with us pretty much from the get-go. And we got Val Byron. She's a wonderful supporter of our group, and she's a wonderful singer. She'll be doing that, too. And then Robbie Cohart from the band Madfly will be performing. And then Priscilla Zietlow, she sings in the duo, the Mike and Priscilla duo. And then we'll be following up the night, and I think we're going about 12:15 to 1 a.m., and then we're just going to segue out of our probably the full Janis Joplin show right into the jam.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Sounds like it'll be a very, very fun evening. And again, mm-hmm. all going for a wonderful cause. Well, Jerry, this is a lot of fun. We certainly appreciate you taking some time to talk to us. And again, as this whole thing continues to unfold with the Kids Rock Day Camp, we'll definitely have you on again.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. You have a great day, and thanks for the offer. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jerry. Again, Jerry Chockey with Lorain County Music Foundation.